Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Al, every now and then, I see you get this little twinkle in your eye, and you become a man on a mission.
Hunter.
And in this particular instance, your mission was to go out and find great Pinot Noir. I said great Pinot Noir for under $20. And dear friends, that is a hard task to do. So what did you come up with?
Such a rare wine, I got to tell you. But I succeeded way beyond my expectations. And you're going to want to take notes on these because there's just some wonderful wines. Let's start with a really nice little wine. The least, it was $19. Josh Sellers. Everybody knows Josh now.
That's quite good.
Yeah. Just a nice, well-made wine. The aroma.
You're not just joshing.
And I am not. The aroma was deep and earthy with spicy black sherry notes. And if you take a sip, you'll notice some pretty pronounced sweetness on the wine, but good fruit sweetness. A solid core of fruit, and underline that, a rich layer of earthiness. It was just a very, very good basic Pinot Noir. No insults here. Just
good.
Really good. Here's the one that I think might be the best value, and boy, we can use this. It's from the Trinchero family,
okay.
And they have a winery operation called the Taken Wine Company, and they produce complicated Pinot Noir. That's the name on the label, complicated. Sonoma Coast 2015 at $18. Wow, this is a lovely Pinot Noir, a silky texture. It introduces rich flavors in a medium-bodied format. The flavors are almost like a light-bodied Zinfandel with briar, blackberry, spice, and earthy black sherry notes. Perfect for a nice little dinner, informal enough for a pizza.
That's so great.
Just a really good wine. Here's one that I thought was just another great value. It's called Bench, B-E-N-C-H, simply Bench Pinot Noir, Central Coast, 2015, $20. This wine comes from Benchland Vineyards, hence the name, which is where the valley floor meets the side of the hills. There's so much about this wine that was pure textbook. Medium red color, tart black cherry aroma with hints of leather and briar, medium bodied on the palate with great acidity, balancing vibrant fruit, very mild tannins. They enfold a pocket of delicious fruit that shows earth, tart cherry, flavors like cranberry, traces of bitter lemon. If you added a touch of volatile acidity, you would have sworn it was a Gevrey Chambertin.
Really?
Yes. Wow. That's a good compliment, too. I thought the world of Bench. I thought it was just a lovely, lovely wine. A little bit more formal than the complicated. And then finally, a lovely wine at $24, St. Gregory from Mendocino. Their 2014 Pinot Noir. The one thing I admired about this wine was a lack of overripeness.
Okay.
That they were timing.
That tends to be the problem.
That can be. They were timing the harvest just perfectly. The aroma showed textbook tart black cherry with touches of leather and chocolate. The wine's flavor also shows the black cherry, more sweet than tart, I would say, with dry tannins, good acidity, and a nice long finish. The nice thing about this wine is that everything was in proper moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing was going over the top. California has been known to go over the top at times.
Although they're getting better.
They are getting better. So we're going to put these on the website. Look it up on wypr.org. Look for the Seller Notes page. All of our choices are there with little notes to help you remember which ones we're talking about. Hugh, it can be done. Pinot Noirs for $24 and under. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Al, every now and then, I see you get this little twinkle in your eye, and you become a man on a mission.
Hunter.
And in this particular instance, your mission was to go out and find great Pinot Noir. I said great Pinot Noir for under $20. And dear friends, that is a hard task to do. So what did you come up with?
Such a rare wine, I got to tell you. But I succeeded way beyond my expectations. And you're going to want to take notes on these because there's just some wonderful wines. Let's start with a really nice little wine. The least, it was $19. Josh Sellers. Everybody knows Josh now.
That's quite good.
Yeah. Just a nice, well-made wine. The aroma.
And you're not just joshing.
And I am not. The aroma was deep and earthy with spicy black sherry notes. And If you take a sip, you'll notice some pretty pronounced sweetness on the wine, but good fruit sweetness, a solid core of fruit, and underline that, a rich layer of earthiness. It was just a very, very good basic Pinot Noir. No insults here. Just good. Really good. Here's the one that I think might be the best value, and boy, we can use this. It's from the Trinchero family, okay. And they have a winery operation called the Taken Wine Company, and they produce complicated Pinot Noir. That's the name on the label, complicated. Sonoma Coast 2015 at $18. Wow, this is a lovely Pinot Noir, a silky texture. It introduces rich flavors in a medium-bodied format. The flavors are almost like a light-bodied Zinfandel with briar, blackberry, spice, and earthy black sherry notes. Perfect for a nice little dinner, informal enough for a pizza.
That's so great.
Just a really good wine. Here's one that I thought was just another great value. It's called Bench, B-E-N-C-H, simply Bench Pinot Noir, Central Coast 2015, $20. This wine comes from Benchland Vineyards, hence okay. The name, which is where the valley floor meets the side of the hills. There was so much about this wine that was pure textbook. Medium red color, tart black cherry aroma with hints of leather and briar, medium bodied on the palate with great acidity, balancing vibrant fruit, very mild tannins. They enfold a pocket of delicious fruit that shows earth, tart cherry, flavors like cranberry, traces of bitter lemon. If you added a touch of volatile acidity, you would have sworn it was a Gevrey Chambertin.
Really?
Yes. That's a good compliment, too. I thought the world of Bench. I thought it was just a lovely, lovely wine. A little bit more formal than the complicated. And then finally, a lovely wine at $24, St. Gregory from Mendocino. Their 2014 Pinot Noir. The one thing I admired about this wine was a lack of overripeness.
Okay.
That they were timing.
That tends to be the problem.
That can be. They were timing the harvest just perfectly. The aroma showed textbook tart black cherry with touches of leather and chocolate. The wine's flavor also shows the black cherry, more sweet than tart, I would say, with dry tannins, good acidity, and a nice long finish. The nice thing about this wine is that everything was in proper moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing was going over the top. California has been known to go over the top at times.
Although they're getting better.
They are getting better. So we're going to put these on the website. Look it up on WYPR.org. Look for the seller notes page. All of our choices are there with little notes to help you remember which ones we're talking about. Hugh, it can be done. Pinot Noirs for $24 and under. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.